So people will say, oh, there's all kinds of sin in the world, and there is. There's all kinds of worldliness and carnality, but the Bible says to judge rightly. Jesus said in Matthew 7, judge rightly. You have a car, you can use it for sin or for good. You have money, you can use it for sin or for good. You have a cell phone, you can use it for sin or for good. I use my cell phone to preach the gospel all over the world, to communicate with my brothers and sisters, and to teach and edify saints all over the world. People try to tell me that, oh, the NFL football or carnality and all of this is the same as that. No, it's not. Why? There's redeeming things about an automobile. There's redeeming things about money. There's redeeming things about a cell phone. You can use it for God's glory. There's nothing redeeming about Satan's kingdom. There's nothing redeeming about the NFL. There's nothing redeeming about Halloween. There's nothing redeeming about the Sunday church systems that teach lies and walk in hypocrisy. There's nothing redeeming about the culture and politics. So learn to discern rightly. Don't just say, oh, I can live any way I want because Jesus died for me. That's a lie. You can't live any way you want because Jesus died for you. If you're not living for the kingdom of God in spirit and truth, you're not living for Jesus at all. You're deceived by Satan's kingdom, and you're actually a child of Satan. Let's talk about that. This is a true saying. You're either born of God, walking in his kingdom, in your heart, following his word and ways, come out of the world and come out of the churches, or you're a child of Satan. Why do I say that? Jesus said in John 8 to the religious people that couldn't hear the truth, your father is Satan, he said. So if Satan's your father, there's a really good chance that you're a child of Satan. Actually, 100% chance that you're a child of Satan. So how do you remedy that? How do you remedy being a child of Satan? Well, you got to listen and hear God's word. Then you got to repent and come out of Satan's kingdom, the culture, and his false church systems, which is all of them. And you got to scour the scriptures and conform your life to the image of God in Christ. If you don't do that, it's proof that you're walking in Satan's kingdom. You're a child of Satan. Do you have something to say, young man?
Thank you, and I respect what you're doing.
Can I give you a gospel card?
Yes, sir. Of course you can.
Let me just say this. We love you as our neighbor. A lot of people tell us, hey, it's good what you're doing. We respect that. Or that, you know, the world needs it. But here's the thing. That's not going to earn anyone any brownie points in the kingdom of God. Guess what? You got to go forth, and you got to live it, and you got to walk it out, and you got to come out of the world, and you got to come out of the false church. Do you belong to a church system?
Yes, sir.
Which one, sir? What's the name of it? Baptist, Lutheran?
It's out in the country. It used to be an old wood building.
Do they have a name?
Yes.
Mennonite?
Mennonite, no. Living Water.
Okay, Living Water Church? Okay.
Yep.
So, you know, the churches aren't teaching you to come out of the world, because why are you here today? What are you doing here?
I'm here just look around.
You're in the world, partaking. Aren't we supposed to be, like, studying up and then training to go preach the gospel and make disciples and come out of the world as an example?
Yes, sir.
So if Jesus went into the world, he was in the world, but what did he do? Called people out of it.
Yes.
So if your church doesn't teach you that, they're teaching you false things. Have they taught you that the gospel of Jesus Christ, ready, is his death, burial, and resurrection, his shed blood, and that he defeated death and made a way for you to have your sins cleansed, but you have to repent and come out of the world, leave your flesh. Your flesh is sinful, right? You got to leave all that behind, and you got to come out of the world and seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. And when God sees a willing vessel, you can be born from above, okay? When you're born from above, an awesome thing is that you no longer want your old sin the way you once wanted it. When you're born from above, you walk in holiness and righteousness, and you test all things, the culture, your church system, you come out of it, and you endure in the faith, and God grows you up, sanctifies you, perfects you. Does that sound right?
Yes, sir.
See, the problem with the churches is they'll say they agree with that, but they practice a bunch of false ways, like worldliness, and pagan holidays like Christmas and Easter. God did not ordain these holidays. You know who ordained those? The Roman Catholics.
Yeah.
That hate us. They would kill us if they could. They killed 50 million people. So worldliness, false gospels, pagan holidays. How about this? Feminization.
Come on.
Women in the body being able to dress the way they want, show their body off, don't cover their heads. The Bible teaches a woman to cover her head. Did you know that? Does your church teach that?
They do preach it, yes.
But do all the women do it?
No.
There you go. So you see it. They say one thing, they do another. So I want you to go much deeper. My website, did you go online?
Yes, sir.
Don'tperish.com. We do Bible studies. We gather with saints all the time. If you ever want Bible study, I don't want your money. I don't want anything from you, but I want you to go to the Word of God and go deep. You're being deceived by the culture and man-made religion. If you email me and you want to talk about why your church is false, I'd be happy to help you and come into the truth to save your soul. If you stay with a false church, guess what's going to happen to your soul? What's your name?
Caleb Kilner.
Caleb. My name is Tupos. I love you, Caleb.
I love you, too.
Let me know. Email me.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for talking. Test yourself to the Word of God. Why do we come out into the streets? Because we get to lift up the truth of Jesus. We get to warn people about the broad road to destruction that you're following. Everybody says, we're just taking a day and just relaxing and enjoying a festival. Well, what's your tomorrow going to be like? I'm just going to Sunday church that's full of a bunch of false traditions. Or I'm watching football all day and hunting and fishing. How is this furthering the kingdom of God in any way, showing the fruit that you're born of God? It's not. The fruit you're born of God is you walk in His word and His ways. The fruit that you're born of God is your life conforms to His word in holiness. That means set apartness. Watching the Chiefs and watching politics and watching movies is not set apart holiness. It's worldliness that's going to judge you in the end. And we don't want our neighbors to be judged. We love our neighbor as we love God. Love God, love your neighbor. We want to call you to repentance to this glorious Savior and His shed blood. We just talked to a man. It was a good conversation, but he said a bunch of things that aren't true. Accepting Jesus. There's no such thing in the Bible. Repent, follow, and obey is the call. Come out of the world. He said faith alone, grace alone. There's no Bible verse that says faith alone, grace alone. You're saved by grace through faith, but it's never alone. James 2 says your works justify your faith. If you're of the world, you have terrible works that you're not born of God. If you haven't come out of the world and you're still living in pride and vanity and entertainment and carnality and sin, you're going to be judged before a holy God one day, neighbor. Jesus is coming in flaming fire to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. What is knowing God? Knowing God is you know the scriptures, you're convicted to follow it, and you lose your life. Matthew 10 says, lose your life to find it in Jesus Christ. You have not lost your life if you're living like the culture. You have not the Holy Spirit of truth if you're not seeking the kingdom in all of His ways. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. The righteousness of God is not following festivals of the world. The righteousness of God is not following the church systems of the America and the world that are false and full of false traditions. The righteousness of God is not following the Kansas City Chiefs and carnality. It's not following politics. It's not following false pastors and false priests. The righteousness of God lines up to the Word of God. Is your life lined up to the Word of God, neighbors? Are you living for the kingdom of God? Or are you living for the flesh? Is Jesus just a Sunday, Saturday service? Is He a bumper sticker? Is He a t-shirt? Or is He a glorious Savior that shed His blood for you and you've lost your life to follow Him? Jesus makes it very clear you can't have two masters. You can't love your flesh in this world and say you love Jesus. That makes you a lie and a hypocrite, a liar and a hypocrite. God's going to judge hypocrisy in the worst way. Go ask the Pharisees. 8 times he called them hypocrites, hypocrites, hypocrites in Matthew 23. That's the American church and the American culture. Hypocrites, not telling the truth, not living the truth. What are you living for, neighbor? Judgment is coming. Jesus didn't die so you could just live your life in entertainment and flesh and enjoying it. You're trampling the blood of Jesus as you follow Satan's kingdom, this culture. We don't want you to be judged by God. It's coming. The judgment is coming. Let me lovingly tell my neighbors, not God bless America. I'll save it for the kingdom of God and preach it right here, sir. I'm not saving it. I'm going to tell it. I'll save it up and then I'll tell it. Man told me to save it. I'll save it up and then I'll preach it. Why? Jesus said, go preach the gospel. I'm walking through Sodom and Gomorrah right now. America is Sodom too. The only reason we're here is because he tells us to go into the highways and the hedges and invite people in. It is getting late. Jesus warned of a time when there'll be no flesh spared or saved unless the days be shortened. The Antichrist is going to rise up and rule. The government is being put in place. The evil is being put in place. All of it's happening right now before your eyes. Israel at war. The numbering system's in place. They're ready to lower more things like COVID to take away freedom. You will be enslaved by Antichrist to come. But there's freedom in Jesus Christ. And all the Antichrist can do is take your life. But if you're in Christ, born of him by the Spirit, walking in his word and ways, it doesn't matter. Life is but life here. But life eternal is with our Savior in the kingdom of God. But Satan is a master of deception. He's created all the false religions, the church systems, every denomination, everything made of man is false. He's created the culture to distract you, sports, politics, entertainment, movies, pride, vanity. He's created all the lies, easy believism, faith alone, grace alone. Jesus loves you no matter what. That's not true. The Bible says God hates all workers of iniquity, Psalm 5:5. God hates those that love violence, Psalm 11:5.
You don't belong to no church?
No, sir. We belong to the Jesus Christ. There's only one body, the true body. The churches are made of man in the culture today. Baptist, Lutheran.
Even River Church?
Even what?
River Church.
River Church? Where is that located? Here?
Yeah.
Oh. I'll look it up. Do what gospel do they preach? Are you part of it?
Yeah.
Why are you here?
Why? I'm just here because I'm walking there.
You're enjoying the fleshly entertainment of the world. Why isn't River Church here preaching the biblical gospel, showing the way?
Because we're pretty small.
Didn't Jesus tell us to go and preach? I'm pretty small. I'm one guy. Yeah. Do they keep the pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter?
Yes.
Those are handed down by the Roman Catholics. Are they of the world? Do people watch sports, politics? Is that a is that a sports shirt you got on? What is that? Kansas what? Kansas University. It's a worldly carnal university full of worldly carnal sports and pride and vanity and a lot of antichrist systems probably as well. You got to come out of the world, sir. That's why River Church is wrong. You're the fruit of it. I love you.
Well,
they're not coming out of the world.
They talk about the Bible,
anyway. Well, that doesn't matter. They're not obeying it. You're the fruit of it. You're not obeying it. Satan talks about the Bible, too. He twists it. He corrupts it.
Okay.
So their false gospel, their pagan holidays, feminization. Do they teach women to cover their heads?
No.
Nope, the Bible teaches that. Do they teach men and women how to dress biblical to come out of the culture and pride of man? Nope, they don't do that. You see why River Church is false? They're following a man-made evangelical type system, even though they might be non-denominational, and they're not born of God. In Matthew 7, there's a grave warning for you and your River Church. Jesus said, away from me, I never knew you. you workers of iniquity. People say, we went to church, we did signs and wonders, we raised the dead. He said, I never knew you. If you're not born of God and you don't know him and he doesn't know you, you have no hope of eternal life to come. You got to go much deeper, sir. God never ordained the Sunday church system. God never ordained Christmas, Easter, Good Friday. God never ordained that his people are of the world. We're not of the world. Look at us. We're standing separate from the world. We look different, act different, dress different, spend our money different, associate different, preach different. Jesus would never come and be part of this just for the fun. He'd come and call people to righteousness and repentance.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I want you to be doing. But you got to get your life right before you can do that, sir. That make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What's your first name?
Yeah.
What's your?
Norm.
Norm. My name is Tupos. It's nice to meet you, Norm.
Tupos?
Tupos. Let me know how I can help you in the faith. I'll go to our website for free. We don't sell anything. We don't want people's money, unlike the church systems. And study, look up articles, email me. I'd love to help you go much deeper in the truth than they're taking you, because very few, a puny few number of people, Matthew 7, Jesus said few will make it. That word means puny. Look around you, Norm. Mm-hmm. Look around your church. A puny number of you are going to make it to the kingdom of God. And most of the religious people are not going to make it, because God hates hypocrisy about more than anything else. Go ask the Pharisees. Make sense? I showed you, in 2 minutes, I showed you a whole bunch of sin in that church system in your own life. And the Bible says you got to repent of sin and come out because of what he's done. We don't work our way to heaven, but the fruit you're of him is you leave all sin. Mm-hmm. You leave all sin. Does that make sense?
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and Hebrews 10:26 says, if we live in willful sin, I lie a lot and I won't stop. Is that covered by the blood of Jesus?
No.
No. Good job, Norm. Pagan holidays that you know about, they're on you. Being of the world, they're on you. Uniting with that place, singing and praying with it, and you know that they're unbiblical, that's on you. That's not going to be cleansed from your record. 1 John 1 says, if we walk in the light, that means if we walk in the truth. If you don't walk in the light and you don't walk in the truth, you're not going to be cleansed. Check out that website. You got my emails right on there. I'd love to hear from you, encourage you. I got brothers that would love to encourage you. We do belong to a small body that we gather online, and we go all over. We know saints all over the world, but we don't believe in the building system. We don't believe in the pagan holidays. We don't believe in feminization. We definitely believe in coming out of the world and preaching the gospel.
I know.
I got you.
Amen.
Gotcha.
All right.
Let
me know. I can help you, Norm.
Okay.
We love you. Gospel good news, lifting up the only way to eternal life. Jesus Christ, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.